on campus
and online.
This is URN, The Pulse.
The University of Nottingham has won Research Project of the Year at the Times Higher Education Awards 2014. Scientists from the university, led by Professor Harminder Dua, found a distinct previously undetected layer of the cornea that plays a vital role in corneal transplant surgery. MPs are to debate the control of antifreeze products following the suspected poisoning of up to 22 cats in Culverton, Nottinghamshire. The issue has been taken to Parliament, where they will debate within Westminster Hall on Tuesday. A tunnel on the A303 at Stonehenge is among dozens of new road plans to be announced by the government as part of a £15 billion roads revolution for England. This scheme will involve 100 road improvement schemes and add 1,300 new miles of extra lanes to motorways and A-roads. The head of the UN Ebola response mission in West Africa has stated that the disease still poses a huge threat to the society and could still spread to other parts of the world. This has come after the chief has stated that in areas such as Sierra Leone, they are falling short of their aims to have 70% of the infected population under treatment. Mr. Bambury has stated that the situation would have been even worse if the UN had not intervened. Stephen Fry has joined the cast of Danger Mouse, where the cartoon returns to our televisions next year. He will voice the role of veteran spy Colonel K. Alexander Armstrong will voice Danger Mouse himself in the CBBC series. The Manchester City Football Club manager Manuel Pellegrini has stated that the club are keen to resolve on loan midfielder Frank Lampard's future at the Premier League club. Lampard joined New York City Football Club in July and is due to return to the US in January. The weather today will be grey and overcast. There will be isolated outbreaks of rain and drizzle, with temperatures remaining at about 7 degrees Celsius. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 12:30.